Welcome back. Mike Schaefer in a few minutes. Michael Sevier filling in today. 402-951-1620. Did you see this? Did you hear about this? Nebraska's basketball schedule opponents have been announced. Remember, it's a whole new league now.
Well, as long as they play Iowa twice, I'm okay with it.
Well, you are in good luck.
I'm in luck.
Because Nebraska drew Iowa, Maryland, and Ohio State in the back-to-backs, or the home-to-home, home and homes. Mm-hmm. The home opponents, remember, this is the new Big 18.
Sure.
Home games, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, Minnesota, Rutgers, UCLA, USC.
Okay.
So if LeBron's kid had stayed.
Yes. Bronny James.
Maybe Bron, Big Bron, would have ended up in Lincoln.
So is Nebraska going to Pauly?
Big Bron.
No. Pauly's coming.
Oh,
here.
You said both of them. So yeah, USC them. And UCLA.
So what
coming.
They've done is, instead of making teams, they're going to pair them up.
Sure.
So the LA teams will be in one. Right. The Washington, Pacific Oregon. Northwest teams will be another.
Got it.
So Nebraska will go on the road to Michigan State, Northwestern, Oregon, Penn State, Purdue, Washington.
It's a lot of flight miles, bro. It's a lot of flight miles.
Well, imagine what Washington, Oregon, UCLA, and USC are in store for.
Basketball is truly the hardest sport because it's two semesters, first of all. You got to deal with that fall semester and then your spring semester. Plus, a lot of times those midweek games, and you got to be in school, and you're actually trying to get classes and get your stuff done.
What?
No, I'm serious. There are people that are in school who are not going to go to the NBA, who are not going to play in the...
That they're going to go pro in something other
anywhere,
than sports?
Exactly, and they actually want to get a degree. It's not easy. It's a hard work, man.
All right, well, let's take USC.
Okay.
Now, they have paired up the other Pacific 10 schools as their home and homes.
So Washington, Oregon.
Washington, Oregon, UCLA.
Got it, okay.
Will all be two games each.
Yeah.
They will bring Iowa, Michigan, Minnesota, Michigan State, Ohio State, Penn State, and Wisconsin to LA.
Hey, Penn State, 4,031 miles.
And the road trips will be to Illinois, Indiana, Maryland,
ooh,
Nebraska, Northwestern, Purdue, Rutgers.
Two East Coast. Wow.
And I would guess that the Maryland and Rutgers trips will be
in one trip out there.
In one shot.
Yeah, get out there.
Just like the same thing with the teams going west.
And like every year, sometimes twice, Creighton does. When they go back east.
Yes.
Like they'll do a Providence and whatever.
Usually, yeah. Though it seems like...
They did last year twice, I think.
Yeah. The first year we were in the league, I think every trip had a...
Something like that.
Twofer. At least it felt that way.
Yeah.
That's how I remember it. But... It's been a little bit less now.
It's helpful to stay out there, man. It is.
Oh, most definitely.
When you're that, usually, that big, I don't care even if it is a really nice chartered airplane. It's still not comfortable.
No.
It's just not comfortable.
No.
Having to sit in the seats and get up.
Sit in the seats forever. And you got these, you know, 6'7 guys, 6'10 guys.
Not comfortable.
Stretching out. Unless they're on the plane I was on that had all the leg room in the world. Then it was perfect for them.
I do love that.
Perfect for them. So there you go, Husker fan. You know who you are playing in the next year for Big 10 or Big 18 basketball.
I just got an email from my son, and it's part of freshman assignments. So a freshman seminar is a class he has. And it says, "To Dad, I have an A in all of my classes and no missing assignments. However, my Spanish grade is almost a B. To fix this, I will study hard for the inevitable final test, and we will be doing the optimal summative on Saturday as planned. Logan, 9th grade, Central High School." They make them write those to us in freshman seminar class. Oh, it's funny.
We would never get that kind of communication from our school. Brad says, "Tell Michael to listen to Sturgill Simpson's album, A Sailor's Guide to Earth."
Oh, that's a great album.
Okay.
And he, too, is a Stapleton fan. He
I don't have to
Zach
be told
Bryan
twice.
Zach Bryan is also damn good.
He's Sturgill. My favorite Sturgill album is called Sound and Fury. It's really good. It's a get more of a kind of a bluesy rock kind of vibe.
Yeah. But my worst quality in terms of knowledge is the names of albums or songs. Like, even my favorite albums, my favorite songs.
Really?
I do not know the names of the albums.
Hmm.
Like, you have to go way back. Like, I know Mothership Connection. I know those
right.
in the 70s. I know the name of all of Prince's albums and Michael Jackson.
All the Doobie Brothers.
Do not know any names of any of their albums, but I do love the Doobies. Michael McDonald's the man. I just don't know names of albums at all.
Hmm.
Or
well,
songs.
And now, nowadays, there's really not albums.
Yeah.
I mean, there are, but It's different when you download a bunch of songs
versus buying the vinyl.
Versus going and buying the vinyl or the cassette or the 8-track or the DVD.
Like I like Taylor Swift stuff. I listened to it. When I watched the documentary, I knew probably 80% of the songs. I'd heard them, but I didn't know the names of any of them, and I didn't know the names of any of the albums, except for 1989, right?
That's an album,
yes. Yes, that's. I don't know the name of any of the albums except for that one.
He figured it out.
Yep, and I knew the songs. That was fine.
And John writes, 5 different fantasy football leagues and the commissioner of 2. I'm proud of Michael for not taking a hot bath with a razor blade.
It was rough, man. The hardest ever, most difficult ever, I should say, was I was in basic training. It was October. I had to, on Monday morning, get up before everybody else, run across the base to the main entrance where they had the only USA Today
stand,
right? Grab it, run all the way back. If at any point you run by anybody who's an officer, you got to stop and salute. Run all the way back, get back, go through all the Sunday stuff.
You were running this crap when you were in basic?
Oh, yeah. My first league I was ever in was in 86.
Good Lord.
Yeah. In that same league, which we used to mail stuff to each other.
Oh, my gosh.
For like waiver require stuff. We would mail it until we started using, we got cell phones eventually, and we started calling each other. But yeah, we would mail, like through the actual snail mail. Request.
That is ridiculous.
That's the old days, buddy. And
that
then Sandbox came along. The first online league for fantasy for us, Sandbox was.
Change your world.
Change
our
world.
Mike Schaefer changes our world next on 1620 The Zone.